Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
Hello and welcome to the Magic Week in Review, bringing you news, rumor, and culture reports from the front lines of the magic industry. I'm Justin Robert Young, editor of iTricks.com, and in this October 26th, 2008 edition of the program, you'll hear about Chris Angel's schedule, Siegfried and Roy's charity, fake David Blaine, and stay tuned later to hear which Vegas headliner may have stretched the truth a little bit to pump his new show. But here to help us with all of this is a great friend of this very program. His new DVD is Joshua J. Live in the UK. His new book is Magic, The Complete Course, and he is currently on the cover of Magic Magazine, a periodical for which he also writes the Talk About Tricks column. Ladies and gentlemen, iTricks is very proud to welcome to the program Joshua J. How you doing, Josh?
I am excellent as always, Justin. Always a pleasure to be talking to you, buddy.
And it's good to have you back. It's almost been too long.
I know. I miss our little chats here. It's almost therapeutic for me. I consider you like the closest thing I have to a shrink. So.
Oh, well, you know, we try. And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that you're doing double duty for us this weekend. Not only are you on our flagship program, the Magic Week in Review, but also you were the first ever guest for our iTricks interview, which debuted this week. So thank you very much for doing that.
You guys are really just scraping bottom, I guess. I don't know.
Considering how much you got on your plate now. New DVD, which I've only heard raves about. The new book, which is in bookstores everywhere. But we'll get to that a little later. But you're doing very well for yourself, my friend.
Well, thank you, sir. And, you know, I get everybody I can to check your site every day. Most of them already do. But you're my source for news. You realize you could just lie subtly. You know, if there's no good headline one day, you could change the face of magic and just, you know, lie, and everybody would take it as truth because you're the news source on the internet. It's crazy.
It'd be funny if Believe was just a complete hoax by us. Like, we just woke up one day and
like
said,
there was no show.
There was
at all.
There is no Cirque du Soleil and Chris Angel collaboration.
This and there may not be, right? That's the problem. Bad example.
Exactly. All right. Well, if you guys would like to fire back on anything you hear, go ahead and email show@itricks.com. But first this, why shop ronjo.com? Well, it's simple, Josh. I'm so glad you asked. Ronjo.com is focused on customer satisfaction, superior service, and hassle-free returns. Ronjo proudly maintains a live updating online inventory system so you, the customer, will always know what's in stock. Fast shipping is another reason. All in-stock items ship the same day if the order is placed by 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Customers automatically earn one reward point for every dollar spent at Ronjo, and every 20 reward points earned may be converted into $1 store credit when checking out. Just another one of the services provided by Ronjo.com. A great shopping experience. But wait, if you use the coupon code ITRICKS at checkout, you will receive a 20% discount. Hooray!
I just thought of a great idea for you, Justin, and this show.
This is what I need from you, Josh. I bring you on so you can give us the ideas that, you know, just pour forth.
Just like a Prairie Home Companion, whether or not you actually have the sponsors, you need to be doing commercials for bizarre or antiquated products. I'm talking about, like, fanning powder from the 1920s or some old Tenyo trick or something. You just need to, like, pop in these little random commercials. Just, you know, maybe some songs, a little variety, right?
I know. That would actually be a really, really good thing. I mean, if we didn't have all these pesky sponsors, I would love to do stuff like that. There's really just a burden that comes along with actually selling ads on your podcast.
Where are the sound effects? This is not a radio show, an internet radio show, without sound effects like boing boing.
Brushwood, who was on the podcast last week, was he was saying the exact same thing. We just need a whole Foley department of people, just like oh, hold on, who's coming up the hallway?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Now it's a podcast.
Now, yes. Now it's an old-timey podcast.
Right.
All right, well, let's get into our first story. Robin Leach released Criss Angel's schedule this week as he gears up for the big premiere of Believe this Friday. So, Josh, what I want you to do is I'm going to read the Angel schedule and just make some notes, and then at the end of it, we'll compare it to the Joshua J. regular schedule, okay? So 7 a.m., wake up and get ready for the day. 8 a.m., in the gym, minimum two-hour workout. 11 a.m., working one-hour lunch, business meetings, strategizing your clothing line, season 5 of Mind Freak, pre- and post-production meetings. Noon, 4 hours of Believe rehearsals and run-throughs, including new scenes and sequences. 4 p.m., show preparations, interviews, meet and greet. 6 p.m., light dinner, pre-show massage. 7 p.m., first Believe show. 10 p.m., second Believe show. Midnight, unwind. Cat House, LAX, which are two clubs in Vegas. So, and that's it. And then I guess he doesn't schedule sleep. I assume that that comes in whenever he's done with the clubs. Josh, how does this stack up?
Well, clearly the man is a lazy bum. I think our schedules are about the same, except I don't take time for a massage.
Oh, there we go. The gauntlet is laid down.
No, that's crazy. I mean, you know, it just... It's a different lifestyle, you know, it's a different world. It's probably totally necessary at his level, but it's too bad that there isn't more time allocated in the day for the occupation, which is magic, right?
I mean,
my day, and certainly not unique to me, but it's for all the magicians that I know. I mean, our days are spent mostly with the gravy, with the actual magic, whether it's rehearsing or performing or developing new stuff. And that's the most fun part for me anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, LAX, that's pretty important too. It's a great club. So
it is very posh, very posh. LAX. You know, is there a danger, especially, I mean, obviously your occupation, the way that you make your money is very different from how Chris does. It's more kind of performance based on his end, but is there a danger, you think, from getting away from that, you know, the central calling?
Yeah, of course. I mean, anytime you get disconnected from what you're doing, what your art form is, you run the risk of having your art suffer. I mean, we've seen it happen with a lot of great bands and a lot of great actors who just start to believe their own press or start to get in so much into the merchandising or the contracts, you know, that they become less about substance. So, yeah, so, that's so a danger. I don't necessarily think that that's what's happening with Chris. I'm really looking forward to his Cirque show. I think from what I've heard, it's despite the reviews, from what I've heard about the concept of it, sounds great.
Indeed. But still, there is the danger of not dancing with the one that brung you.
Yeah.
The takeaway from that.
Yeah.
Siegfried and Roy oversaw one of their favorite charities this weekend, the Canine Trials. The competition features the best dog cops in Sin City. So, Josh, obviously charity is a very, very important part of magic. At any level, you always see some sort of charitable element to a magician's career. Why is that so important, and what is with that link?
Well, it's not necessarily unique to magic, although I can't think of a field in entertainment in which it would be more applicable.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all have this duty, and in the same way that... Doesn't matter. If you're a magician and you go out socially, you are the magician. You are the one who's going to be asked to do tricks. You are the one that's going to be asked about your career because it's fascinating and it's bizarre and it's different. So similarly, everybody in your circle of friends asks you to do the local battered women's shelter or the local charity or hospital fundraiser or whatever it is, because magic is, of course, that universal sort of ice-breaking uniter. It brings people together. Everybody loves good magic, so on and so forth. So, you know, I think we all do our fair share of them. I know most magicians are very generous with their time. I haven't done kids' magic for pay since I was 12 or 13 or 14 years old. But you know what? I have all my kids' show stuff here in New York with me because I just get asked so often to do hospital walks or, you know, a friend of a friend has a friend in need and they can't pay, but they would love to see a magician. And could you just do it? You got to do it. You know what I mean? You have to.
Now, do you think that it might just because a magician is more accessible than, say, a actor or a singer, that there is, you know, a certain amount of you know, those other careers are kind of almost on a pedestal. They need to be on a stage, where a magician can kind of be at eye level with anybody.
You're probably right. I mean, a more glorified response would be that there's something to the genre of magic, you know, that feeling of the impossible and that uplifting quality that magic has makes it a good candidate for charity events. But no, you're probably right. Magicians, you know, people think to themselves, we'll never get an actor. We'll never get
I didn't mean that. I didn't mean like oh,
yes,
well,
you
let's,
did, Joe.
Let's,
no, you're not a magician.
Let's scrounge around the bargain bin and see what we can find entertainment-wise. I didn't mean that.
You just crush us all down, Justin. Just stomp on your feet with us off-air, people. I want you to know he just rags on magicians.
No, untrue, untrue. Why did I bring you on the podcast just to slam me? I mean, I do mean, though, that there is something honest and approachable about a magician where, you know, number one, an actor needs rehearsal. An actor needs a stage. An actor needs a set. A singer can do stuff a little bit more off the cuff, but often there's, you know, they need a microphone or, you know, they need accompaniment. Sure. They need music. You know, a magician really only needs a deck of cards, if that.
That's right. I would agree with that.
Here we go. So I dug myself out of the hole that you tried to throw me in. Thanks a lot, Josh.
The iTrix readers know what they heard.
This is Michael Lauk with a Magic Business News update. Flash! The economy. This means you must more effectively than ever before market your magic business. At Horizon Monster Productions, we can help you. Our video production wing can produce quality web streaming or broadcast quality video you need to show your clients your magic. Or our professional press releases can get you the local media attention you need for your shows and events. Visit us at www.horizonmonster.com to learn more. Mention iTrix and waive the initial $10 setup fee on press releases. Now, back to you, Justin.
All right. Well, we may have been a little late, but we finally posted the third installment of the fake David Blaine video series. It features the same two excitable Los Angeles gentlemen getting terrorized by the caricature of the Brooklyn magician. Josh, are you familiar with these videos?
Yeah, but I haven't seen this most recent one, so I'm out of the loop. I need to watch it.
And then somebody hasn't been to iTrix as often as maybe they should have this week.
I was there. I just didn't click on the link because I was too busy listening to all the other iTrix podcasts.
Oh, okay.
Did I climb out of that hole okay?
It's good. It's good. It's good. I think we should call this episode Who Can Bury Who the Fastest. That's just kind of what it's evolved to. But it's kind of the same shtick as the other videos. Why do you think the caricature works so well?
Well, you know, David Blaine is you know, so understated that you can paint him any way you like, and he is so mysterious that it's so ready for satire, and everybody knows about these YouTube videos. I mean, all my non-magic friends tell me about these and send them to me. I mean, they're massively popular. What's the hit count on some of these? It's probably crazy.
Oh, huge, huge. Well, I mean, the popularity of the first one in large part got, it was three guys from the Groundlings, and now they have a regular video series that's paid for by Sony. And that was in large part just because of how big the first David Blaine video was.
Yeah.
And, you know, really the one thing that I just wanted to kind of point out is that there are, I mean, a lot of magician kind of parodies, very few of which this is one of them, that don't paint the magician as an idiot. And this is one of those rare ones where it's not like the magician is this weird, creepy, or, you know, screws up his tricks, or even as funny as Job on Arrested Development was, he was, you know, kind of the ass. And this is something where, you know, David Blaine isn't. He might be creepy and a little weird, but he's the one with the upper hand.
Sure. No, I think that's true. And I'm glad to see that these guys have some success out of it. It's really great.
Indeed. Of course, check out that full video at iTrix.com. Hey everybody, before we go any further, I just want to let you guys know about Ghost Inc. It is the brand new DVD from Andrew Main. It is available for pre-order right now at shockmagic.com. And I have to say, I see everything that comes out of Shock Magic, and it is my personal favorite effect over the last couple months since I've been with the company. Okay, I'll just let you know that personal testimonial. It is an incredible way to perform visual magic with writing and tattoos that appear and vanish on your skin. You start and end totally clean, and you can begin with everything you need in your wallet or deck of cards. It's super smart, it's super awesome, it's only $20, and it's available at shockmagic.com. Andrew Main's Ghost Ink. But of course, you don't have time to read our humble little site all the time because you are very, very, very busy, Joshua J. Where to start? Let's go ahead with the DVD since that was released first. This is from Big Blind Media, which we've been lucky enough to have as an advertiser on this very podcast a few times. But talk to us about how this came together.
Well, I'm just so excited to be working with Owen Packard, who is Big Blind Media. And I did a two-month lecture tour of the UK. All of April and all of May, I spent in England doing 30-some lectures. It was ridiculous how busy it was. And he approached me about capturing the whole lecture experience, which is the full lecture, the magic that I do before and after, the questions that arise from the lecture, and what it's like to be on tour that long as a magician lecturing.
Yeah.
And man, did he do a great job. They followed me to many locations. And it's cool. The way they intercut it is it doesn't just take a trick from, you know, London and then another trick from York and another trick from Leeds or something like that. They literally intercut all of the tricks between venues. And because my lecture's pretty much the same, unless somebody has me off on a question,
yeah,
it can go pretty seamlessly between venues, and that's pretty nice, you know. It's kind of cool.
Very cool.
So yeah, I'm really excited about it. I think he did a great job. He has, you know, he comes from a music background. He was in a very successful, popular metal band.
I didn't know that.
He's you can look them up.
What band?
What's that?
What do you remember? What band?
I don't remember what the name of the band is, but they've got videos on YouTube. I mean, it's really incredible. You should have some sort of trivia on it next time.
Yes.
Yeah, I looked it all up, and the band sounds great and everything. But anyway, that gave him some great access to video editors, and he has just all his stuff has such a sharp, cool, youthful look. And he really brings that out in this DVD, and it's my most personal sort of DVD yet. I mean, he really got it, and I think you get to know me a lot on there and some of my favorite material. So yeah, and you can check that out. We're gonna have a video on my website very soon, but you can check out more details on my website, joshuaj.com, and it's recently posted there.
There we go. So, and I do very much enjoy the DVD cover. The DVD cover is very, very cool.
Cool, man.
All right. And then the other big thing, and maybe, you know, the, a bigger immediate thing for everybody, Barnes & Noble, man. Your book's everywhere. It's on Amazon. You know, Magic, the Complete Course. It's gotten rave reviews. People are kind of saying it's the Tar Bells for a new generation. But how does something like this come together? This is a very, very big deal.
Yeah, well, thanks. You know, it's a huge responsibility, and it's been something that's been in the works, as you know.
Yeah.
You've known off the record for a long time, but I've been working on this book for a couple of years now. And, I'm honored to have the opportunity essentially to influence the way a whole generation of magicians get into our art.
Yeah.
And, the book takes a totally different approach from other beginner's guides. There's great material in there. It's aimed at the beginner, but it's top caliber material. Because honestly, I just feel like students deserve the best, and that if you're going to get people into the art, you should introduce them not to trifling little puzzles, but to good material that's going to keep them involved and get them the kind of reactions to stay in the art form. So I was matched with my enthusiasm by Workman Publishing, a major publisher in the industry, and 600 full-color photographs, almost 300 pages, a two-hour DVD that comes with it. And, 15-city book tour and
yes,
some stores everywhere.
Now, where can people find that tour schedule?
People can find it right on my blog, on my website, joshuaj.com. Go to the blog. You can find it there. Magic Magazine is also going to be keeping close tabs on my tour, so you can follow it through Magic Magazine's website. And I hope that anybody that is in Minneapolis or Chicago or where else, Kansas City or any of the places I'm going will come out and see me. I would love to meet all of you.
Excellent. Now, obviously, we don't want to get too deep into this, but there's always the contingent that kind of feels like magic should not be in a mainstream bookstore like Barnes & Noble's. I mean, is there a stock response that you kind of have for that complaint, or did that thought go through your head when you were first writing it?
Well, sure. I mean, that's the elephant in the room, and one of the first pieces in the book is a piece I called Vanishing the Elephant, and it's making the elephant in the room disappear, and it all basically, Justin, boils down to effort.
Yeah.
If you're flipping through the channels and you see a masked magician in tights exposing tricks for anyone who will listen, you haven't put forth any effort. You're not curious about magic. You're not interested in the art. It's just spoon-fed to you. However, if you go to a store and you buy this book, or you go to a library and loan, you know, get this book out, you're showing an interest. And the kind of tricks that I explain take a vested interest to read, rehearse, practice, perform, hone, critique, perform again. And if you're putting that sort of interest in my opinion, that's not exposure. Now you're a student of the art. And once you're a student of the art, I'm happy to share these secrets with you. So I think it all boils down to effort. And, you know, I stand by that for sure.
All right. So before anybody gets freaked out, at least read The Elephant in the Room, the preamble to Joshua Jay's new book, Magic, the Complete Course. As you mentioned, Magic Magazine's going to be keeping close tabs on it. Of course, you write the Talk About Tricks column, and right now you got the top billing, man. You got the prime real estate up there on the front page.
I know. I'm so honored. It's been a dream of mine for a long time, and it came true this month. I'm just so honored and have so much gratitude for all the people who helped, both directly with the stuff, like John Armato, who wrote the piece, and Andy Gladwin and Simon Aronson and Room Clan and Tim Trono and everyone who Jeff McBride, everybody who gave little blurbs or was interviewed, Greg Wilson for the story, but also to just everybody who helped along the way. It's really flattering.
Excellent, excellent. So pick that up if you have not already. Magic Magazine, Joshua Jay is on the cover, and even when he's not, read the Talk About Tricks column because it is very, very cool. All right, we have some feedback from our listeners. Troy from Vegas wrote, remember on the last MWIR when Brushwood said something like, how is CA going to open his mouth wide enough to bite the audience? Of course, CA is Chris Angel. There actually is an effect in Believe similar to that part of Mind Freak where the camera rapidly zooms in on CA. It's done with Angel standing on sort of a moving sidewalk, and the sidewalk very rapidly moves upstage with CA standing still. It looks pretty cool. Of course, thank you to everybody who wrote in and again in his show at itricks.com, or you can just leave a comment on the Magic Week in Review post on itricks. Is your online magic shop giving you the bird? Been let down when you received the trick that wasn't exactly what you thought it was? Need a professional opinion before you click the buy button? TrickShopMagic.com is a real magic shop located in Southern California, and it's proud to announce their new live chat feature. At any time while you're browsing the over 6,000 magic items, simply click the live chat button and a magician will be standing by to assist you with your questions. And again, remember, if it's Monday and you're listening to this, please everybody storm the Trick Shop Magic live chat feature just to bug Sam Blankenship's staff, because that's what we like to do on this podcast. TrickShopMagic.com. They are awesome.
Is that so? Sam is, I love Sam. What's he doing now?
Trick Shop Magic. It is his live, real flesh and blood, well, not flesh and blood, brick and mortar store in Southern California, as well as his online portal.
Oh, that's fantastic. Good for him.
He's
a great guy. I think he's always honest with his customers, and I think he's like a real magic shop proprietor in the best sense of the word.
Oh, yeah. No, he is. He is great. And surely anybody who wants to buy from Trick Shop Magic, I would say the conversation with Sam is free. So if you can get a moment of his time, he's definitely one of the most fascinating people, I think, in the industry. And like you said, one of the most honest. He is has a great way of letting you know exactly what's happening. As we mentioned at the top of the program, actually, it's one more Chris Angel story. I apologize. And everybody, I know this has been Chris Angel overload over the past couple weeks, but after the show premieres, I swear it will ebb a little bit. But obviously, it is the number one story in Magic right now. But it was the Mind Freak himself who may have overinflated his credentials to Las Vegas columnist Norm Clark this week. He claimed that he was the number one selling Vegas Cirque show and also had the number one show on television. And while the first claim can, in the politician's sense, kind of be proven not untrue, the second one you would have a bit harder time on. Josh, what is the line between promotion and dishonesty?
Well, I think you nailed it. I think that it's, you know, in a politician's sense of the word, if you can bend the rules to fit your point, all the more power to you. I mean, I always suggest to young magicians who are wondering, you know, whether they should compete or not, if they do decide to compete, it should be for the credential. I mean, it's an excellent credential to be able to say first place at the International Columbus Magi Fest.
Yeah.
And nobody knows that the Columbus Magi Fest is a regional competition with 15 kids or whatever, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a way for them to sort of build it up. And I have no problem with that. Houdini was the best exponent of that. Out and out lies. Well, obviously that's not so cool.
Yeah, but there is, I mean, they are, if not brothers, cousins, that kind of stuff, you know?
I know. So I guess if you're looking for a line, I don't have a line for you. It's a gray area, but we just sort of hope that they, you know, that there's some validity to it.
Let me posit a theory, and really it'll come back to a theme that we've had for the entirety of this podcast. You need to be able to dig yourself out of your own hole.
Yeah, exactly. You need to be able to defend yourself for sure.
Yeah, when you say something that you know is a little dodgy, let's say, but is something that really, really, you know, pumps you up, you need to know how those pieces fit more so than the person who's going to maybe call shenanigans on you.
Was that a South Park reference?
It just might have been, Mr. J.
All right.
Just might have been. All right. Yeah, and I think that's probably, if you can keep that at heart, then you will do well. Do well in this industry and many others.
People, this is why I tell you Justin is like my shrink. This is just so therapeutic for me.
I try. Joshua J, easily one of our favorite guests. It is almost too quick these podcasts go. But
I know, they're so much fun. I would be happy to come back anytime, Justin. I love the site and what you do for it. Be sure to say hello to Andrew for me.
Indeed.
And hope to talk with everybody soon. Thanks, everyone.
Excellent. And of course, if you have not watched Joshua's iTricks interview, that is our new podcast. It is on YouTube right now. You can find it on iTricks as well. But we got some really, really, really great stuff out of Josh. And it's a little bit more about Josh and less about the news. That's kind of what we're going for. But we are very, very happy to have him on that and check that out. All right, folks, if you guys would like to send some feedback to the podcast, it is show@itricks.com or just leave a comment on the post when we put the podcast up on iTricks. But until next week, I am Justin Robert Young from iTricks.com.
iTricks.com.